You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Deputy Opposition Leader Nicola Willis.
Morena, Nicola, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm very well, thank you.
It's good to speak with you today. It is, of course, very close to Election Day this Saturday. People are already heading out to the polls, and we're seeing the last lot of debates between party leaders and portfolio holders, including the Post's finance debate the other night, which was quite a fiery one, particularly when it came to yourself and Grant Robertson, I guess sparring, we could say. There were a lot of questions asked by Grant Robertson of the National Party's tax policy, but also particularly the foreign buyer tax. Will it apply to people without a residence class visa, Nicola?
Yeah, there were a lot of questions from Grant about tax relief, which is a really important policy at this election for us, because we believe working people deserve to keep more of what they earn. And what I sought to do in the debate was hold Grant Robertson to account for
We get too far away from the actual question, will Nationals' foreign buyer tax, will it apply to people without a residence class visa, Nicola?
Yeah, look, the way the foreign buyer's tax will work is that at the moment, people who want to buy a home in New Zealand who are foreigners are banned from doing so. The way we will change things is if you want to buy a home that's worth $2 million or more, and you're currently banned from doing so, we will let you buy a home, but you'll have to pay a 15% tax. So the intention of our policy is to apply that 15% tax to people who are currently banned from buying a home. And the reason we want to do that is twofold. One, because we actually think New Zealand will do better in the world if we let people invest here. If we let them invest in our companies and creating jobs and helping drive innovation, but also because we want to use the funding that we get from that to make sure working people get to keep more of what they earn. So this is all about priorities.
So will Chinese buyers be captured by that? That's including
That's our intention.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, talking about the median income families that we were mentioning just there, 3,000 households are going to get the full $250 tax relief that has been, ported by your party as being a major part of your tax policy. That is not a lot of households, and certainly not the squeezed middle that has also been a major part of your campaign. So what is there in your tax policy for that squeezed middle, and particularly the crushed bottom?
Well, hundreds of thousands of New Zealanders will benefit from our income tax plan. So if you're on a median income of $60,000 a year, you'll get to keep another $50 of your pay every fortnight. 1.4 million New Zealanders will get at least $30 more a fortnight. And you're right, if people have young children in early childhood education, which we know is a really expensive time in people's lives, they'll benefit the most from our tax plan. They can get up to an extra $150 every fortnight on top of their income tax reduction as relief for their childcare costs. So that $250 will be available to some people. Others, if you're a household with two median income earners, you'll be getting $100 a fortnight. If you're a worker, you want to know what you get out of National Tax Plan, go to our tax calculator. That's how you find out what you're going to get from it.
But for people who are on
NationalTaxCalculator.com, and that, look, we've been really clear, it depends on your circumstances what you're going to get, but if you're interested, go and check it out, because I know that people really need more money in their bank accounts at the moment.
Totally. For people right at that very bottom income at the moment, and people on the benefit as well, there hasn't been a lot in the National Party's campaigning that has looked particularly positive around them. What reassurance do you have for that voter demographic that National has their best interests in heart?
Oh, look, everything we're doing is about strengthening the economy so we can lower the cost of living for all New Zealanders and ensure better incomes, choices and opportunities into the future. That's why, for example, we're removing the Auckland regional fuel tax, which if you're a beneficiary or a worker or anyone in Auckland, you're paying up to an extra $7 every time you fill up your tank. Well, we're getting rid of that. It's why we've said we are not going to keep increasing the petrol tax next term, which Labor are determined to do, which again would add another about $8 every time you fill up at the pump. It's why we're committed to not adding lots more regulation and rules to farmers that you end up paying for when you're buying fruit, veg, milk, cheese, meat at the supermarket. So our plans are about making life more affordable, reducing the cost of living, lifting people's incomes, and that applies across the board.
Well, let's talk about polling. It's very tight between the left and right blocks at the moment. There's only a few percentages in it. However, Winston Peters overnight has really come up in the Guardian's poll with, I think, an 8.8% rise, which is looking like quite a steep jump. Obviously, that's just one poll, but it is looking like Winston is going to be someone that National would have to work with if you do get the votes after Saturday. And there's been a lot of conversation about that. Is it something that your party is getting cold feet about? We heard Chris Bishop, I guess, hovering the spectre of a second election. What is the National Party's position on working with Winston Peters?
Look, our position is that voters will decide who gets into Parliament and who doesn't. And we're simply encouraging people, if what you want to see is a change in government, a change in the direction of New Zealand, an end to the past 6 years of failure, then cast your party vote for National. That's the only vote that will guarantee a change of government and a new direction for the country. So we're confident that we're still gaining momentum, we're gaining support, and we don't want people to take change for granted. You know, there are some people, I think, who have been shopping their vote around a bit, thinking, oh, there's definitely going to be a change of government. Our message is, don't take that for granted. Vote for change, vote for National, and then the voters will decide who's there after the election. We'll pick up the cards that are on the table and we'll form a government.
So MMP, though, people, you know, do have a right to vote for any party that they feel like, and there is going to have to be some form of coalition, whoever it ends up being after Saturday. What I'm really interested in knowing is how National would manage the conflict between David Seymour and Winston Peters. Last night in the leaders' debate, we saw David Seymour once again reiterating, I guess you could say, disdain for Winston Peters, calling him one of the least trustworthy politicians in New Zealand. How would National manage that difficult relationship?
Look, you're right. People have the opportunity to vote for whichever party they want. And at this stage, with just a few days to go until the election day and polling's closed, my message is vote for National. It's not my job to promote any other party, but what I can say is that National will be very responsible about forming a government in the best interests of New Zealanders. Because actually what New Zealanders want is they want a government that's going to focus on strengthening the economy, reducing the cost of living, restoring law and order, improving health and education services, and only a National-led government can do that. Labor's had 6 years to prove what they're capable of, and actually they have failed to deliver, whether it's Kiwi Build, light rail in Auckland, whether it's the cost of living crisis they've delivered, the longer waiting times in our hospitals, the declining standards in our schools. So we're asking people to vote for change, and then we will pick up the cards that are on the table, the strong, stable government.
Now, just before we quickly move on to talk a wee bit about your priorities in this last couple of days, I do want to ask, from a finance position, do you feel comfortable that you could work with Winston Peters on the other side of the election, particularly around finance portfolios?
I can work with people to get the change that New Zealand needs.
All right, well, let's talk about your priorities in this last couple of days of campaigning. There has been a lot of speculation from journalists, particularly in the South Island, that the South Island has been quite neglected by National. We're seeing that Chris Luxon is not going to be visiting Dunedin in this campaign. And, of course, there's been a lot of debate about the no-show from both the Chris's for the press leaders debate down there, which is a very significant part of the South Island campaign calendar. So do you feel like the National Party has shown enough attention to that part of the electorate?
Well, certainly Chris Luxon has spent a lot more time in the South Island than Chris Hipkins has. In fact, there were several weeks in a row there where Chris Hipkins didn't even step foot on the mainland, didn't even get to the South Island. We're really committed to the South Island. We have a lot of electorate representation down there, MPs who are voted to represent their communities. We're very committed to the Christchurch community, who we're proud of our legacy of helping rebuild that city after the Canterbury quakes. We're very proud of our commitment to the agricultural community, incredible farmers, very proud of our commitment to the tourism community, to the economies and peoples and communities of the South Island. So we've been doing a lot of campaigning there. I can tell you our MPs and candidates down there are giving it everything. They are full of enthusiasm, and there's a very strong mood for change in the South Island of New Zealand.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Nicola, and thanks for speaking with us over the last few weeks leading into the election campaign. It's been great to have you on the show. We will talk to you again on the other side of the election.
All right. Thanks very much.
Kia ora.
And remember, vote for change.
That was What's Up with Deputy Opposition Leader Nicola Willis.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.